the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. CJ, still not taking your call. Sorry, buddy. Hung up on him again. Call back Tuesday, CJ. You don't understand. I just don't have the patience for you today, sir.
It's really about preserving Crudy's, you know, sanity rather than, you know, you're that type of guy. I mean, he's very nice earlier, but I honestly don't think he, I know. I get it, buddy.
No, CJ. It's a CJ-less Monday. Let's hope it's not a CJ-less January, CJ. Hate to lose you as a P1 listener. Let's talk a little bit more about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin. Rojo, the Chronicles. You know, I should write that book. Maybe do a podcast. Thinking about it. We have rare and unique insights to this U.S. Senator, and that we interviewed him over 25 individual times. Many of them long-form interviews. I got hours of tape. Someone should go back in the archives. But Ron Johnson, the senator that used to come on our show, we've described him as a friend of the show way prior, but, you know, not recently. He is described thusly by the local paper right here in the state of Wisconsin. Delusional huckster, 100-year-old newspaper, destroys political grifter Ron Johnson. A century-old newspaper in Wisconsin has issued a damning takedown of the Badger State Senior Senator Rojo, who announced this week he's running for re-election despite having promised to serve only two terms. He made that promise on our show as well. It is urging Republicans to primary him. That's not going to happen. Anyways, the Capitol Times editorial board writes this. Ron Johnson is a virus that infects the Wisconsin GOP. They go on to write, political careerist who has become known nationally as the U.S. Capitol's primary purveyor of conspiracy theories about the coronavirus pandemic. Johnson, they add, is a charlatan, a delusional huckster who recommends fighting COVID-19 with Listerine. Not to be mean, but you need Listerine, not a sip, not a swallow, but the whole damn bottle. I guess they don't.
Why not gargle?
Yes, with Listerine. Senator Johnson, the paper continues, is a political grifter, that's a quote, who serves as little more than a placeholder for his chief benefactor, defeated former President Donald Trump. Indeed, it begins its well-informed attack, yes. I like how it's characterized here. I think it is fairly well-informed. It begins its well-informed attack by noting that Ron Johnson is not a Wisconsin Republican. He's a Trump Republican, and he could care less about what Wisconsin Republicans think or about the future of their party. That was obvious in the scandal-plagued senator decision of where to announce his re-election run on the opinion pages of the New York City-based Wall Street Journal. New York City? Who goes running off to the Wall Street Journal to announce their re-elective campaign? Why, Rojo, of course. So, anyways, the local paper, the Cap Times here in the state of Wisconsin, once again, let me make sure I get this accurate. They call my senator a delusional huckster and a political grifter. Yes, they know him best, as do we. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're always welcome here. Welcome back, fellow. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Crudy, Michael. Ron Johnson, he didn't vote for the infrastructure bill, which really kicks me off. If you're from the state of Wisconsin and the infrastructure here needs to be fixed up, I mean, after what Scott Hall did, it needs to be fixed up.
Come on, man.
It's a very important thing.
Why are you acting like that? We got the 49th best roads in America, man. There's always Mississippi, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Rojo. Just put him in the same category as Scott Hall. Don't want to do anything with the infrastructure and take ivermectin or whatever the heck he does. The guy, it's just, I got to get off the line here, Cootie, because I'll start being profane Wisco here if I talk about him anymore. So have a great day.
Appreciate the call, sir. Don't be profane Wisco. Get on my short list. Then I might shoot some profanities back. What I see here. this from the, I believe, the Washington Times. I guess I've got to allow them to access my everything, or they won't let me look at the article. But I was referred to this article over the course of the weekend, actually, by the Tom Nelson for Senate campaign. Ron Johnson for re-election in Wisconsin. The list of those who want to replace the senator reads like a comedy of errors. This could only be written by one man. The wanker! Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin at the Washington Times.
You have too much personality in reading this, but it's fine.
Ron Johnson's title is United States Senator, but he is still the same small business owner and accountant I met years ago. I was a candidate for governor of Wisconsin, and we scheduled a time to meet him. He gave me a tour of his plastics company, or like his father-in-law's plastics company, but I read on. Mr. Johnson understood the work being done by his employees. More importantly, he personally knew each of them. As we toured the factory floor, Mr. Johnson would introduce me to one after another and explain how their work was key to the company's overall success. He also understood the responsibility he had as an employer. Each team member had bills to pay and families to care for. He did not take that responsibility lightly. At the end of the tour, Mr. Johnson and I sat in a small little conference room for what I later called the interview. He wanted to know exactly what I was going to do to solve the economic and fiscal crisis facing the people of Wisconsin. You know, that's a big lie, Walker, but I read on. I went through in great detail the plans we had to get our state moving forward. Once I was done, he made a commitment to support my candidacy, and he followed through on it. Months and months later, he was a guest speaker at a rally about many problems with Obamacare. He told the story of his daughter and her amazing journey through the healthcare system. His passion was real. So was his logic. Really? You and he, you are two birds of a feather, wanker. The two together made him a tremendous campaigner, even though he was a reluctant candidate. Unlike you, you've always wanted to be something more than yourself. You know, just a college dropout from Delavan Dairy. In the Senate, he is a bold advocate for the people of Wisconsin, just like he was for his employees at these as a small business owner. He's a fierce defender of free enterprise because he's seen it work. And he is a proponent of sound fiscal policy, which he learned as an accountant. Now, Scott Walker always spent like a drunken sailor here as the chief executive of the state of Wisconsin. Each and every budget was bigger than the last one. A little bit more from the Wankinator. Mr. Johnson understands that he can help counter the radical agenda being pushed in Washington. He will help provide balance to a very left-leaning federal government. Without him, President Biden will likely continue to drift towards a radical agenda and sink our nation further and further into debt and decay, just like I did in the great state of Wisconsin. Wanker, come back with us. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. My friend Earl Ingram along soon. Then Bill McCashin, a Republican, who's not a lot like Scott Walker.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
You're an idiot.
So are you going to interview me or are you going to argue with me?
He is an idiot.